Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Kim supports Kanye as he breaks down over their divorce, all the details from his listening party. And can we talk about those $50 chicken tenders? Then Kevin Hart pulls the ultimate prank on Nick Cannon, and Nick's already plotting his revenge. Plus, is another royal shakeup coming? The new move that could make Harry and Meghan a threat to the palace. Get ready for an emotional roller coaster of a show. Today on Daily Pop, we're talking pranks, breakdowns, and family drama. Here to break it all down with us is actress and host of Heather Dubrow's World podcast, the woman with over 120 million downloads, Heather Dubrow, everybody.
Hi. Yes.
And the Summer Games have begun. They kicked off in Tokyo earlier today. We are so excited. The opening ceremony was amazing.
The outfits.
Everything.
That's my favorite part.
Incredible.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
And did you see the cuff on the jeans?
Everything was so well done.
We have a surprise for everybody today because we have the outfits in-house today. We might wear them later on in the show.
That's cool.
Okay,
yes.
But first... Don't you dare. Don't do it this early. Read your prompter.
Yes, she's going to have to change.
Uh-oh.
But first, last night, Kanye got emotional about his divorce in front of 70,000 people, including Kim.
Ooh.
Kanye broke down during the song Love Unconditionally at the listening party for his album Donda last night, which happened in Atlanta. He dropped to his knees and cried during the lyrics, I'm losing my family. How could you leave? Come back, please. Now, Kim was there with 3 out of the 4 kids. A source tells E, Kanye gave Kim a heads up about the song because he didn't want to blindside her about the personal lyrics. Mm. But if you were Kim, how would you feel being in front of 70,000 people and that happening?
Well, I mean, but she knew. First of all, they're wearing matching outfits. It's not like she popped by.
Yes.
Right?
This wasn't a pop-in.
This wasn't a pop-in. So she knew it was going to happen. And I don't know. I mean, wouldn't you think it would be nice that he acknowledged
the divorce?
The divorce.
And it wasn't something that was negative. It wasn't something that was outlandish. It wasn't salacious. It was truly like him pouring out his emotional soul about what had happened. And like the fact that she popped by or did not pop by.
she was styled.
But like the iconic Kim glasses in that photo, like for me, I just got a little bit of a chill. I'm so pathetic. It's like iconic. And it's a reminder to me that I am sad about this couple not being a couple anymore.
Yeah, but
I am.
But you know, they're gonna be like that couple like Maria Shriver and Arnold Schwarzenegger who hang out all the time, who didn't divorce for seven years.
I think that Maria Shriver and Arnold Schwarzenegger hang out way more than they do.
I think they do, but it took them not that much.
It wasn't like immediate though. I think this is still very raw. I love the fact that she was wearing her sunglasses, and I think it was probably multi-layered. I think she probably didn't want anyone to see her emotions and be able to comment on it.
Oh, right. For sure.
And it was definitely down low. I mean, I know that she posted on her Instagram stories that she was there, but like, I thought this was, it felt genuine, it felt authentic. I mean, they are going to be a united front. They are a family regardless of their status.
By the way, this song probably changed 50 times in the last like year and a half, because if you remember, if these two would have broken up when we thought they were going to break up during the presidential bid, during, you know, the tweet gate, during Kim Jong-un, when he called Chris Jong-un, I think that song would have been a little bit different. than what it was today, but they're in a better place, and it's important. And this is why I say this all the time. Don't leave a marriage or a relationship during a hard time. Work through that hard time and then get to the end of the road.
But you know, but the songs timestamp a period of time. Like Kid Laroi recently was talking about Without You and, you know, who he wrote it about and everything. And he's like, you know, I don't feel the same way about that person anymore, but that's how I felt then. So he's explaining his emotions now. So maybe you're right. Maybe it's good he wrote it now and not 6 months ago.
Yeah.
But I think it's great that he's letting it out. I'm still confused about
the face man?
I'm about to rob a bank thing.
It's his Kanye thing, right? He does a Kanye thing. I remember it was like all pink, and then it was like he always goes through these like weird little isms where you just, it for some reason makes sense, and then it becomes the coolest thing in the world.
100%.
And then you're like, and then he's done with that. Like, so, he'll be done with that in 2 weeks.
Well, he'll
so I should get that for Terry for his birthday? You think?
So, it's very Kanye exclusive, I think. Like, I don't think most people get away with
it. I don't think most people get to walk around with a stocking on their head.
No.
And it's probably a skim. So she could probably profit from the money, but...
Oh, God, I just, that's hysterical.
But I love that they are in red. That is... I wonder if they're... Why are they in the same color?
I think it's his Gap line.
And it is his Gap line.
This is all for pre-order.
But she's not in that.
He's like, let's show a united front. We're both in red. This is not a
pop-in. Were the kids in red? Did they show the kids?
No, the kids were not in red. They were in black, and they walked in. They were coordinated as a family. My biggest takeaway from that night was that Jay-Z rapped on a verse... And we know that Jay-Z and Kanye haven't been good for a while since Jay-Z and Beyonce didn't show up to the wedding and Kanye allegedly sued Jay-Z in 2019. So are these two back as friends?
I think that, didn't Jay say a few years ago, like, he will always be my family no matter what? Like, I don't need to like him all the time, but he's always gonna be family. And I think Jay-Z's obviously a brilliant businessman. They go really far back. People love them together. They did that entire album that everyone is still obsessed with. And I feel like he knows it's wise for him to also get on the track and get some sparkle, some stuff on his name, too.
And
get some relevance.
And don't have people in your life that you're like that with. That
totally.
You know, you have a friendship or relationship.
Shut up.
You don't speak for a while, and then you pick it back up, and you give them another shot. Sometimes it works out. Sometimes not so much.
We do this every day. He is so full of shit.
You know what else is super interesting?
Huh.
What?
You remember when they did the last album release party and they all dressed alike in those Balmain outfits?
Yes.
And they drug Lamar out of the ICU to come and listen to the songs, and all the sisters were there.
Oh, my God, yeah.
There were no sisters this year.
No, there Chloe was there.
Chloe was there.
I think Chloe was there.
This is why we need a guest host, because they research. We're like, no one was there.
No one was there.
Chloe was there.
Where was Travis Barker? Where was Courtney? Where was Chris? Where was all of these
they're
people?
They're not together. That's a together union, like in like a sexual, like they're in a couple relation. This is, I'm not stopping by, but stopping by my man, ex-man's
But
father
they're
of my
very family
thing.
Oriented. You know, you love them, don't like them, whatever. You have to respect the fact that this family is so close. They are so tight. I was telling you right before we started, we were in Idaho, and a lot of the Kardashians were there, and so loving and sweet, and the kids, just adorable, but just like a regular, fun family, and they're in the water and doing their thing. It was great.
You get that feeling.
By the way, Heather was not on a houseboat in Idaho, honey. She was in Idaho living her best life in a manch with some chandon, okay? Yeah. we can't go anywhere
they
without...
Ran out. Wait, by the way, they ran out of champagne. There is a champagne shortage. Do you know this?
And a tequila shortage.
Really?
Yeah, 1942.
This is a
it's been hard to get.
All right. I am on the wrong show with the wrong budget. We cannot go anywhere without discussing what these two probably won't think is expensive, but the menu for the event is making the rounds on social media, and apparently Kanye was charging $50 for chicken tenders.
Wow. And what, $65 for assorted snack basket? That's for jerky?
For jerky!
Jerky you get at the gas station, Kanye. Like, you, by the way, how good is beef jerky?
I love beef jerky.
Wow, I just had that flash in my mind.
Do you like
mind.
The sweet and spicy?
Yeah. Oh, my God. And the peppered one,
no,
delicious.
Gross.
Sorry, not to
teriyaki,
take the show down.
Baby.
Oh, teriyaki.
Teriyaki.
Teriyaki. Okay.
But you would have paid $65 for it.
You know what? I don't think so. I mean, this is $50?
But like, there's something about
45?
Being in a stadium or at Disney World where, like, you don't care that they're charging you $30 for a chicken leg.
But it's that resort thing. That's why when you go with kids, you'll see. When Ro gets a little bit older, it's the $40 chicken fingers that they have one bite of and put down.
Right.
And they want their own. They always want
their own.
Well, we reached out to the stadium because we could not believe this, but those prices are a part of a suite package, so the food is for multiple people. But I want somebody to run me a photo of that.
How have we not gone to one of these things?
But it's like a bucket then? It's like a catering thing?
It's a catering thing.
Oh, so it's not like a four-piece
yes.
meal.
Okay. Allegedly.
You guys, we have to stop talking about food. I'm starving now.
Well, let's move on to J-Lo, because does it count going IG official when your BFF posts the first picture of you and your boo? Because if it does, Ben and G are that. Wow. Leah Remini shared a montage of photos from her birthday bash, including this shot of J-Lo and Ben. Now, J-Lo and Ben have been mum about their relationship and not posting on IG. Do you think Leah got that you up phone call? Because we need to talk.
No, I think she asked.
100%.
She won. They're best friends.
Best
Leah's
friends.
Been in this business a million years. She 100% got permission. And I think it was actually very clever. Because I think that if Ben or Jen had put it on theirs, it would have been a big deal. This was like how someone slides into your DM.
Under the radar.
You know what I mean? It was like, no, Leah, you posted.
Uh-huh, yeah, 100%. Uh-huh. I think you're 100% right. I think she definitely asked. They've been, it's not like the Hoda moment the other day.
No.
No.
But this is also like, we all have those friends who we have to say, don't post this.
Oh.
Because I know you're going to post this.
You want to talk about it?
Don't post this.
We all have those friends that you literally have to like ahead of time be like, please don't do this. Be mindful. Just control yourself. You don't need to take a picture of all the food at the table.
Right.
It's okay.
Well, you know what I do? I actually had a dinner party the other night, and this is what I do. I hire a photographer to come, take pictures right at the top while everyone's fresh.
Yes.
And then I say everyone put their phones away for
That's
two
it.
Reasons. Number one, I want everyone to be present and enjoy and
right.
hang out and have fun. And the other thing is there was one time we were having a party. It was like 12 people, and someone took a little secret video of me and Terry having like a fun, silly, dancing private moment, and it felt like such a violation.
Oh, my God.
It is a violation.
Are you still friends with this person?
Yeah, but she didn't post it. I was just irritated.
No, I get it.
I would be irritated.
I was really irritated. Terry was pissed.
Guys don't mess around with that crap.
No. He's like, I don't want to see that. Like, dance like nobody's watching. I didn't think anyone was watching. It was fun. That was my moment.
I've never seen Terry pissed. Actually, I've seen Terry piss one time.
You did?
Yes.
I could see it. I would see
when the champagne ran out in Idaho. Still ahead. We're putting Heather in the hot seat and grilling her about the housewives when we come back. Yes. No claps today? Damn, y'all are.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, guys, grab your drinks. Mm. We are putting Heather in the hot seat.
Oh, Jesus.
All right.
Hold on.
Yeah, here take a go. Sip.
It's so
interesting. When I got the announcement that you were coming back, you texted me 5 minutes before and told me something's coming. Stay awake. But after five seasons of being away from the show, why was it a right time for you to come back? Yeah, five.
So, you know, no, I was actually off for four, but it was 5 years because of, you know, how filming went with the pandemic and everything. So it feels like 10.
Yes.
You know what's really weird? Right now is the 10-year anniversary of when I started the show.
Oh, my God. It's
wow.
very full circle.
Like, literally right now.
Serendipitous.
Serendipitous, 100%.
How crazy is that? Yeah, well, I mean, I think that in life you explore every opportunity, right? Huh. So they called me, like, in December, and I laughed, and I was like, stop. And then we started talking about it, and we had a family meeting about it. Everyone talked about
it. What was Terry's initial reaction? Was he like, you can't go back there?
No, he's very much like that, too. You know, I remember I interviewed Jane Lynch once and years ago, and she said to me, her best advice is always say yes.
Mm.
And I might not always say yes, but I definitely consider everything and, like, weigh all the options. And it just seemed like the universe was telling me it was time. I don't know why, but I, as I'm getting older, I think I get better at reading the tea leaves and listening to the universe and being open to it, and it seemed like the right move. Ask me in a few months. I might have a different
answer. Okay, but there were rumors that a deal was made where you would only come back if Kelly Dodd did not.
Is
factual
that true?
Fiction, tell us the truth.
Well, you guys have been in television a long time.
Yes, and
we have. I think you would know that anyone that thinks they have any kind of power on a show like this really is very misguided. Having said that, when I left the show, I felt like the culture of the show was changing and it wasn't really sort of in line with who I am or was something that I felt comfortable in.
Yeah.
And I definitely wanted to make sure that the show was going to be moving into a direction, because they said they wanted to reboot it. I mean, that's no secret.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure it was going to be moving into a direction that I thought
you could thrive in.
That I could thrive in, I could be successful, and that would be beneficial to my family and you know, helpful, not harmful.
Yeah.
Ooh, but you know Kelly Dodd is just dying at home right now, seething that you're back and she's not in there.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'm parched.
Yeah. The chips fall.
Don't you want, like, I want Tamara and Vicky back now that you're back in the saddle. Is that something that you think you would explore, like trying to get these guys back?
I think it would be really fun to bring back what largely a lot of people consider the golden years of the show.
100%.
And so I think what the audience wants is the fun.
Yeah.
And I mean, drama always happens, but like back in the day, it was drama like she broke the bow off my cake or something silly,
yes.
You know? And I think that we can mock and make fun of and explore the dynamics of relationships and everything in a fun way while still having great fashion, going on beautiful trips.
Yes.
Everyone's excited to finally see our home. So,
You're so right about that, because it did transition when you left to a place where it just became too serious and not fun. And I feel like the best franchise right now that has all of the things and it's going to have that you're now back on your series Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills has all of those things. It's like there's a real core. There's a code amongst the women. Mm-hmm. They love each other. You can tell. They'll call each other out if necessary.
Yeah.
But there's still that sophistication element behind everything that I think you'll bring back to OC.
And also there's a connectivity. And I think that's the truth, too. I think that, you know, these shows started in Orange County. It was the first one based on this group of women who all lived in this gated community. And it was about their relationships. So
to look back at it, it's so crazy.
I know. I was trying to think about all my old taglines. I got to come up with them. But I think that connectivity is what, you know, the audience wants to see, because look, I think half the people watch because they want to see these beautiful lifestyles and this different world.
Right.
And half the people probably want to watch to see the hot mess that they aren't. So I'm here for both.
Right.
Well, speaking of connectivity, there are rumors that you and Shannon Bedore aren't really connecting right now.
Mm.
And there's some drama, you know, brewing between the two of you.
Well, of course, I can't really comment on what's going on the show. We just started filming a few weeks ago. But I will say this. I think every comment that I've read on social media since it's been announced that I'm back and what people were hoping for with the series is coming in spades. And I really, even just a few weeks in, I think everyone's going to be very, very happy with this season.
Wow. So the drama is coming.
It's big.
OC
also,
is
that
juicing.
Photo they posted of you too. I was like, ooh, a little tense, a little frosty there. I like that. You're like, look at you. Oh. You're like,
I wasn't in a good mood that night. Yeah. I think that neck thing was tight.
Yeah.
The queen is back, ready for the oranges.
I can't wait.
I cannot wait. Up next are Harry and Meghan being stripped of their royal titles. We're diving in when we come back.
Weren't they already?
I'm like,
what are
damn.
We doing? Aren't they stripped?
I don't.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Honey, the tea is that Prince Harry got people all fired up this week when he announced he's writing a memoir. Well, now there are reports that many people are calling for him and Meghan to get their title stripped. Joining us live from London is royal expert Jonathan Satrodotti, everybody. So the people have spoken. They are over Harry and Meghan using the victim card. What is going on here?
Well, listen, plenty of people are fed up of hearing from Meghan and Harry that they are life's eternal victims. They live in a $14 million mansion in Montecito, albeit with the rescue chicken coop. But they haven't got much to complain about compared to most people. I'm not meaning to be too unsympathetic. Prince Harry did have a difficult upbringing, and it may make for interesting reading in that biography that he said he's going to write. But people are sick of hearing complaints from them. They've been dubbed Ginge and Whinge here in the UK.
No! Man, the Brits really have a way with words.
Yeah, well, it's good branding.
It's good branding. Great branding.
That's good. Well, but if they really lost their titles, could that backfire on them and maybe allow Harry and Meghan to reveal even more secrets about the royal family?
Oh, that's a good point.
Well, I think there is that problem, which is that it's unlikely that the Queen will take away their titles, not only because of that. I don't think she's vengeful or spiteful, but I think there are obviously problems going on within the family, like there are in anyone's family. But they're putting it out there so publicly. They said they wanted a quieter life with less press and media intrusion, and then they went and told Oprah everything. So you do have to ask yourself if actually what they're after is more and more attention. And anything the royal family does to combat that is only going to backfire on the royal family too and give them that increased attention.
Now, you made a great point. I don't think Gam Gam is vengeful, and we know that Harry is Gam Gam's favorite.
Yeah.
But Prince Charles could be stepping into that monarch role, you know, pretty soon. Would he do it? Do you think he would have the nuts to strip them of their title?
American.
Listen, Harry has spoken about his relationship with Prince Charles, which was anything but easy growing up. And remember that Harry did have it tough growing up. His mother was died in that car crash, killed by the car crash with the paparazzi chasing her through Paris. He had to walk after her coffin on that funeral cortege as a 12-year-old boy. He also got into plenty of trouble growing up. And I think that Prince Charles has been blamed by him in some of his recent interviews for his bad parenting. Harry very specifically pointed that out. So the relationship isn't great between the two. But I think that Harry, like all grown men, can't keep blaming his upbringing and his parents for everything. Let's not forget that this guy who set himself up as a paragon of anti-racism, once dressed up as a Nazi in a party and once addressed one of his army colleagues as a racist word for Pakistani. So Harry himself isn't innocent of racism. Harry himself isn't an innocent soul. There were those strip party in Vegas that he was even pictured in. The guy's gone into plenty of trouble himself and doesn't need to keep blaming his family.
Shots fired this morning. But I mean, you're absolutely right. Those things do come up.
They do come up.
Time and time again.
The thing I always think about Harry, though, is that, do you remember when he was in his party boy phase and he was all happy and everything? He was like the happy-go-lucky one. He just seems so depressed for the last decade.
He has. I think it's a toll to be a part of the royal family. Am I wrong? It takes a lot of work mentally and physically.
I think it is very difficult to grow up in those sorts of circumstances. And I don't want to be totally negative or unsympathetic about his situation. I just think that some problems are best dealt with quietly and in private. And I'm not sure that if you have problems with your family or your upbringing, you necessarily need to go on Oprah Winfrey or James Corden or write a memoir about it or any of the other things that they're doing in order to keep themselves in the press. Sometimes the best approach is just to do it quietly behind the scenes and try and have a nice life. That's what they said they wanted to do over there in the state.
Look,
but certainly they're keeping themselves in the public eye.
Jonathan, you're a straight shooter. I love how blunt you are. I love that you don't mince words. In your expert opinion, do you think that they can resolve this and recoup this relationship, this family relationship and bond after this book comes out?
I really do hope so. And there's a lot of chat today as well about Thomas Markle, who said that he's actually going to take them to court so that he can see his grandchildren. Remember, he's not been allowed to see Harry and Meghan's children at all. And the reason I mention that is that there are these difficulties going around between them and their family on both sides. So I hope that despite the book, despite it being published in the Queen's Platinum Jubilee year, which will detract from her special celebrations, despite all the things they've said about the family recently in the media, perhaps there is the chance that they can reconcile. And on a personal note, wouldn't that be nice if they can make up and stop this sort of fighting in public, stop lobbing grenades at the royal family, and just get back to being good family members and supporting both their family on a familial level, but also the monarchy and the British royal family, who are really being damaged by what's going on.
Oh, well, this is turning into episode of Mari. Jonathan, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Great to be with you.
Have a good day. After the break, the star who's revealing they secretly got back with their ex. We're going to talk about it next.
Who is it?
So you can flip a house, but can you do the same with an old relationship? On his SiriusXM radio show, Jeff Lewis Live, Everyone's Best Friend, the interior designer revealed that he secretly got back together with his ex, Gage Edwards, for 3 months before things ended again. And Jeff had some choice words for Gage.
I just assumed that he was doing the same work that I was doing. I think I'm a better communicator. Where he's exactly the same, where he just shuts down, withdraws, and hides.
You know, I think better communicator was a strong phrase. Maybe a more loudly communicator or a less fearful communicator.
I love these two as a couple. I really thought that they were like gonna make it.
You think everyone's gonna make it, Morgan?
I don't know.
It's because she's living in a palace.
No, I don't think everyone's gonna make it. I don't think people we were just talking about are gonna make it. I think, I thought these two, I had high hopes for them, let's put it that way. So I was upset to see that they ended. And now I feel like, why get back for 3 months? I don't know.
You know why? Because it's that thing you do. You run into an ex and you're like, oh, they're so cute and they're so funny and then they're so fabulous. And then after an hour, you're like, oh, right, I hate you.
Yeah.
Yes.
It just took 3 months.
Right.
And they have a child together, right?
They have a child together. By the way, they probably saw, they see each other, they look at the child. The child's getting so much older and is now putting things together. I bet they wanted to give it one last chance to see if they could make it work for that baby. But like I posted the other day, and excuse my language, I know we're on daytime TV, but I did not survive a pandemic to turn around and ex. Like, I'm sorry.
There you go.
Excuse my language, but I did not make it through a year
to do that.
Yeah, but maybe they feel the other way, because I think there's some couples that are like, life is short. Did I make a mistake? We do have a child together. That is understandable to me when you have a connection like that.
But this is the problem.
But they've also been broken up for quite a while.
I love that you're holding a highlighter.
No, because I want to highlight
that
this.
That is his pointer.
It's my pointer, because I want to highlight
this.
Okay,
it's not random. Go on. I'm listening.
When two people hide a relationship and keep a relationship secret, it's because they know that A, it's not going to work, or B, they had talked way too much about one another in the past.
And they're embarrassed.
I wonder if Gage is cool with the fact that Jeff brought it up on his podcast, but he must assume that he's going to, right?
I mean, he's got to assume he's going to talk about everything. He always does, right?
That's the thing.
I love me some Jeff Lewis.
I love me some Jeff Lewis, too. But Gage can't be mad at the fact that Jeff brought it up. I just assume that everything that happens in Jeff Lewis's life, which is why I listen, is going to end up on that podcast.
Right.
You know what I mean?
True. Oh, my God. Zoella. Wow. Feels like so long ago.
And just in time for the Olympics, Kevin Hart just won the gold medal for pranking. Look at what he did to his homeboy, Nick Cannon, a billboard with Nick's real phone number telling folks to call if they need parenting advice.
I'd be so mad.
Nick didn't seem to actually mind and took a few calls.
Thanks, Kev.
Damn, you changed your number, right?
You change your number. And you start plotting. You get the people from Jackass on board to plot this revenge. Am I wrong?
No.
That is so crazy. I'd be so mad. I've had the same phone number for ever since cell phones came out.
I've had the same phone number.
Oh, wow, because you're 100.
Years. Oh, my God.
No. That long? Oh, my God.
No, because even
that's
I feel
crazy.
Like I changed my number even from like my Sidekick and BlackBerry days. Like it's rare to keep the same number.
But I can't. But you know, you can find almost anyone's number online.
Trust me, we already had this.
I am like Google impaired. I can't find anything online.
Someone called me at 2 o'clock in the morning. It was scary.
We had to alert the network for that.
Yeah, I got a text from like a crazy fan.
Oh, no. Why have I never? He has had people show up. He's had people call.
Really?
Carissa had people call. No one's calling me and no one's showing up. No one's DMing me. I don't understand.
You're married with a child.
No, but before even stalk me, come on.
Because they know she would pick up, answer, and tell them all the problems that's going on with their lives.
She'd be like, coffee tomorrow?
And do you think I looked better on that? What makeup day was it? It's the brows were better. Because I need a friend. I'm in the market for new friends. I've been saying that a lot.
She will pick up the phone and rattle your ear off until you're like, I never want to stalk anyone ever.
Literally, Jen Lavin, who you know very well, literally said, I'm just calling you because Justin's had a few people show up. I'm like, okay, I'm totally prepared. Like, extra security.
Not a damn person popping by, cooking,
putting out refreshments.
Nobody's
popping by. She put a toilet in the front of her house so you can use the restroom outside.
I even said to someone, like, look, we have to be on the lookout. Like, somebody might be ringing. Nobody came.
They came to my house.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. You need new friends?
Not new friends. I want to expand.
Not me.
I need to expand into friends. But, like, I feel like when... I'll ask you off
camera. Okay.
It's in that new baby phase.
Oh, yeah, you need to have friends with the same age and stage.
Right.
Yeah.
And that you want to, like, but also want to drink, you know? Okay.
Yes, you have to go to baby class. I have a few for you in L.A.
Wait,
Justin's
sorry.
Going...
Sorry. Somebody tweeted me that I can't make every show about myself.
Thank you. Can you tweet that again? Coming up, Olympic medalist Ryan Lochte is here. Don't go anywhere. I just feel like I thought of the baby talk and the husband talk.
We were in the stalker chat, so whatever.
The Olympics have kicked off with the opening ceremonies, and we stole some swag. Here's Team USA making their grand entrance. They are wearing outfits designed by Ralph Lauren, and so are we. Thank you so much, Ralph.
Yes, Ralph.
Now, Simone Biles gave us a little sneak peek at her Olympic routine, and the GOAT did not disappoint. Take a look at this. I have never in my life felt so insufficient as a human being.
Who, I mean, even to run in place like that, to get to something, to jump on top of it, is out of, I can barely walk into this studio. She is unbelievable, this girl. Unbelievable.
Oh my God. Well, she is the first female to ever attempt that move in competition. And if she lands it, it will be named after her.
She will. I have all the faith in the world in her.
Oh, for sure. Joining us now is 12-time Olympic medalist Ryan, the GOAT of the water. Lochte, everybody. Woo!
Hi, Ryan.
Thank you.
Man.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We are so good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Okay, so we know you really wanted to make it to Tokyo this year, but didn't qualify at the Olympic trials. How are you feeling now about everything?
Bittersweet.
I am sad.
Oh, no.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. This is the most important year of my life, I feel like. And I don't know, some part of me, it feels like I let down everyone, especially my family, because, I mean, I wanted to do this for them. And I think that's why I kind of fell short, is because my whole entire life I've been swimming for myself. And that's how I became great. And now that I wanted it for everyone else more than me, but it happens. But the Olympics are still going on, and we're going to be cheering Team USA on.
I mean, I have to know, like, 4 years is coming up. You know, 4 years will fly by in a pandemonium.
In 2 seconds, you can get another shot.
Yeah, are you going to try to? Are you going to try to come back for the next Olympics?
I will be 41.
And
at the next Olympics, and that's old.
Halle Berry had a baby at 49.
That's true. See, if women can have babies at 49, you can swim.
But in swimming years, that is ancient. but I'm still going to be involved in the sport. I definitely want to, like, go around. Like, I'm set up with a bunch of great sponsors that I'm going to be going around the world teaching kids how to swim.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so I'll be doing that. So I'll be involved in the sport. And, you know, Olympics is every 4 years. But in between those years, we have other swim meets. So I'll be going to those and still competing. So you'll still see me around.
What message do you want to send to the swim team competing this year? I know it's a first-timers on that team as well. So what would you want to tell them?
I mean, they're my family. I just want to wish them all good luck. They deserve the right to be there. And just represent Team USA, because I know they will. You know, all blood, sweat, and tears that they did for the past 4 or 5 years, like, it's going to pay off. And, you know, cherish every moment, because it's going to go by fast.
Yeah.
Just take everything in and go out there, do what you love to do and race. Get that W.
Absolutely.
Ryan, how many Olympics have you been to?
4.
Let me ask you this question, because we saw the photo of those cardboard beds.
Yes.
And there are rumors that the Olympic committee didn't want people hooking up, so that's why they put those cardboard beds in there. How much action are people getting in that damn Olympic Village?
I mean, I don't really know personally.
You know, you know,
because, hey, just let's just say I think it was what last Olympics they had like 75,000 condoms for the Olympic Village, and they were gone in like 3 days or something like that.
How do I qualify for the Olympics?
Wow, I can't believe
you have statistics. I know for Team USA, they're there to compete. And
yeah.
Wow.
They can have fun or do whatever afterwards, but everyone's there to compete.
Got it. All right. I'm glad he knew that. I'm like shocked he still had those stats.
The next question was, well, speaking of condoms, you have two kids.
I was going to say, this is going to be a really hard transition, but let's talk about your family now. Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, but before we let you go, congrats on joining the Global Swim Series.
Yes, congrats.
What can you tell us about Race the Legends?
Oh my gosh, it's pretty awesome. It's like anyone in this entire world, they can go out and race me. They can race legends like myself. We're gonna have other people. Anthony Irvin, he won gold medal at 2016 Olympics in the 50 free, so he's gonna be out there. And it's in Egypt is our first race.
Wow.
That I'll be competing in November. I think it's November 1st. So. Yeah, it's going to be exciting, and it's just races all over the world where people can come, meet us, race us, and just have fun.
Gary, grab my Speedo. We're going to Egypt, everybody. Thank you.
Yes, I'll get you a hot pink one.
I'm telling you right now, give me a hot pink one and a pass to Olympic Village, and I'll be there.
All right.
You guys, make sure you watch all the Olympics coverage. It's starting today on NBC. Coming up, Jason Sudeikis, his life-changing moment with Yoda and Miss Piggy. We'll let him explain after the break. 75,000. Today is National Gorgeous Grandma Day. Yet another day that doesn't celebrate shit I'm doing.
Yeah, what is
that got us
what
thinking?
Is this crap?
And you can't drink on it.
You can't drink on it. So that got me thinking. What we would all look like in our golden years.
Don't do this to me, guys. I don't want to do this.
Oh, I want to see.
Look, if you were on the phone call this morning, you could have protested. I will go first.
I lose service.
Because she lives in the hills.
I live in the hills.
Of Beverly. I'm going to go first. Here's me all youthful, looking sexy on a podcast mic. And here's me in my Shady Pines ears. I'm down for that.
You're sexy.
Oh, don't laugh now.
No, I don't want to. Well, did you choose a horrible? Okay, just do it.
No.
Wait.
So here's Morgan soaking up that beach sun. And here's Morgan now in 50 years.
Let's see.
Or 10 if she doesn't use SPF. Ooh, you're cute.
You look good, Grandma.
You look good.
Why am I 85 and he was 70?
Because I'm black.
That's such bullshit.
It's because I'm black.
By the way, that's exactly what I'm going to look like. That's why I'm... Get it away.
Okay, here's Heather.
Okay, do me.
Our guest of honor, looking all gorgeous, as she usually does.
Wow, who has a good headshot? We
and here's gorgeous Grandma Day.
Amazing.
Heather. Ooh. Ooh. Yes!
And she's 60?
And
why
she's
am
kicking
I 95?
It.
Wait a minute. I'm married to a plastic surgeon. I'm not going to look like that. What's wrong with you? I'm going to look like this.
First of all, you look like Mary Tyler Moore there.
Yes.
Really? And you look unbelievable. Well, I have a question. Who made me 88?
The person who schedules the phone calls.
Yeah. Kristen, I'm going to have a phone call with you. Yeah, look at that. I look beach wrecked. I look like... Whatever.
We were living in Malibu at the time.
Ridiculous.
You guys, in case you missed it, Ted Lasso is making Emmy history as the most nominated freshman comedy series ever. I was with Jason Sudeikis and the cast to celebrate. Check this out.
Rule number one, even though it's called girl talk, sometimes it needs to be more like girlism.
When things like this happen, somebody had to pick up the phone that you were like, I cannot believe you know who I am. Thank you so much for the congratulations.
Frank Oz sent an amazing letter. That was great. I mean, to have, one, the director Frank Oz, but also the man and soul behind Yoda, Miss Piggy. I mean, come on.
Come on.
What do you say to a cocktail, Coach Lasso?
Oh, the same thing I'd say to Diane Sawyer if she ever asked me out on a date. Yes, please.
This is everything. Graceful, the beauty, the poise, the height, the elegance. You are Grace Kelly.
Yeah.
reincarnated.
Oh my God, that, I can't, we've peaked. This is the peak of the night.
I've been waiting for you all night.
Oh, darling.
I'm a gay man who is obsessed with you and your character and what you've
fair,
done.
I'm a gay man trapped in a woman's body anyway, so
I knew it.
Go.
I knew it. 20 Emmy noms for this show. What was your reaction when you heard
what
that?
What the hell is going on? That was my, I was just like, and I tell you what, in all seriousness, for all of us, all my pals and me to all be nominated is just as it feels like it should be for this show.
You seem overwhelmed at all of this, all the love for Ted Lasso.
It's like, you never know that people are gonna see anything that you do, and I love this job so much. I love acting so much, and I love playing Keely.
The other day when you said you were too busy to text me back.
Yeah, because I was busy.
Now, your character dates a douche at the beginning of season one. In your real life, what was the worst date you had ever been on?
I remember once being at a kind of nightclub-y bar place and was walking to the bathroom, and a random gentleman decided it was okay just to run his hands through my hair. And it was genuinely, and I had, my knee-jerk reaction was, don't touch what you can't afford. And then I immediately went, oh my God, I'm so sorry. It was the weirdest interaction ever.
That is going on my tombstone. Don't touch what you can't afford.
Where's your manners?
Brett, will you just come and say hi to this gentleman here? Because he's a really big fan of Chris.
I'm gonna keep it cool in front of Brett Goldstein. I can't.
Keep it cool for God's sake.
I can't do this in front of Roy.
He is a douche.
Yeah. Right?
She said you were the nicest person she's ever been around.
I mean, that's because she's frightened of me. and she has to say these things, otherwise there'll be trouble.
Roy is like a particular kind of prick. It's a prick you love, but you want to hate. A prick.
A particular kind of prick
brave.
Is what I.
What's Ted doing?
Probably homesick. Closest thing you can find to a Dodge Ram.
Do you turn that on whenever, like, you meet a fan in public? Like, you just automatically go there because you know people want it?
I assume that when people come over and say, you know, whatever, I'm a fan, I hope that what they're wanting from me is for me to go and keep walking. And if that isn't, that is what's going to happen. So it's good to be prepared.
Season 2 of Ted Lasso premieres today on Apple TV Plus. It is so amazing. We'll be right back with more Daily Pop. That's even more amazing.
Yay! Woo-hoo. Good, I have the powder.
No! That's what I like. Oh, the hype is building around the Sex and the City reboot, but here are the top 3 reasons why we'll always love the original.
Ooh.
Reason number 3, the iconic fashion.
Why in a million years would any grown sense of a woman of my age walk down the street in an outfit like this? But, you know, I'm paid to, I have to, and I'm thrilled to.
Who else could make a tutu a trend? Plus, sexy slip dresses, Fendi handbags.
You can't swing a Fendi purse without knocking over 5 losers.
And dozens of designer gowns.
Dolce and Gabbana picked me.
And don't forget the shoes.
Manolo Blahnik. Mary Jane's.
Reason number 2, the fierce female friendship.
Carrie can't be interesting without those 3 friends.
Carrie, Samantha, Charlotte, and Miranda were there for each other through thick and thin.
If I'm totally wrong and it is a huge mistake, I need to know you'll be there for me.
I'm there.
And they were always honest, even when the truth hurt.
Every time you get near him, you turn into this pathetic, needy, insecure victim.
But the number 1 reason we'll always love the original show is the way it put the sex in Sex and the City.
Ladies, let me tell you about his.
The show totally changed how women talked about sex on TV, especially Samantha.
I've never really found a character that is enjoying her sexuality this much without paying a price.
I just wanted to let you know that my fireman was every bit the fantasy I had in mind. A fireman with a nice big hose.
Check out the Sex and the City Marathon. It's all weekend starting at 6:30 here on He. Heather, that was so much fun.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You're the best. We so love having you.
You guys, set your DVRs because you don't want to miss Daily Pop next week. We got Matt Damon, Emily Blunt, The Rock, Hoda Kotb, and so much more. Check out Daily Pop every weekday at 11 right here on E! I hope you guys have a great weekend. Enjoy your Friday.
Yes.
And set your DVRs for The Real Housewives of Orange County. Return.
Yes.
It's coming. Thank you. The Lord. It's the weekend.